This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. He was on my show back in September of 2018. We're talking about CLS Holdings USA, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CLSH. And with us today is the chairman and president and co-founder of the company, Mr. Jeff Binder. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, and thank you for having us back.
You know, there's a rumor that you guys are going to try to uplist on the CSE. When is that going to happen?
Well, we made an announcement. We went through a process and we now have Canadian regulatory approval. So now we're finishing our paperwork as far as our application to the CSE. And we anticipate that we will be trading sometime in early January. We're looking for the first 2 weeks in January to actually be trading.
The Massachusetts expansion plans, where are we at on that? Can you bring us up to speed?
Sure. We're in the process of getting all of the licensing we need and meeting what we have to do as far as construction to build out Canisius. Canisius will be an 85,000 square foot grow within the state of Massachusetts. We had filed that we had signed a letter of intent, and all the final paperwork on that is being done. We see that as a great opportunity. There's only about, according to state records, there's only about 500,000 square feet of canopy under cultivation today, and another 500,000 applied for. With the advent of adult use in Massachusetts, it's anticipated they will need 8 million square feet. With the limited licensing and the number of jurisdictions, there's 72% of the municipalities have opted out of marijuana, and specifically recreational marijuana. We see with the limited amount of licensing that it's a state that there's a great opportunity.
Canisius, you guys are going to own 80% of that. Bring my listeners and myself, if you would, up to speed about what kind of license they have and maybe some projected revenues of 2019.
Okay. Canisius has a license to build out up to 100,000 square feet of a grow, and we intend on when you get down taking out the offices and other functions, we intend then having about 75,000 to 80,000 square feet of grow. We expect that facility to be operational in the fourth quarter of 2019, so the first harvest won't be till the end of 2019. But we project that it will produce something north of $50 million in gross revenues.
Your plans regarding your IP, where are we at on that?
We're in the process of building out our first plant. Our IP has to do with extraction and conversion and being able to get a higher yield of THC as well as what we believe to be a cleaner product. So that is in the process. Equipment has been ordered. A lot of it is on site right now. And we're finalizing getting the correct or the necessary building permits. But we expect to have that up in the next 90 to 120 days as part of our alternative solutions Oasis company, which we own in the state of Nevada.
My guest today is Jeff Binder. He is the chairman, CEO, and co-founder of CLS Holdings USA, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CLSH. Speaking of the Oasis Cannabis there in Nevada, how's that doing? What kind of license do we have? Do we see any M&A activity out there? Because I'll tell you what, you know, that place is really growing for users because there's millions and millions of people come there every year all over the world. And now, you know, they've got recreational cannabis available. How's that working out for you guys?
It's working out well. We have actually four licenses in Nevada through Alternative Solutions, again, which is the holding company. Oasis is the retail arm. It has a dispensary a mile and a half outside the strip, and we're just in the process of renovating that whole facility with signage and actually have already implemented a lot of things within the facility itself, new display cases, and many other things. The second license is a grow license. We're in the process of going to build out that license. They currently have a very small grow. The third one is extraction and conversion. They presently do extraction and conversion. One of the subsidiaries is called City Trees, which I believe is in over 30 of the 39 existing dispensaries today. So they have a nice product line, which again, they distribute, and that's where we're going to be putting our extraction and conversion facility, which will give them a greater reach, more capacity. And the fourth license they have is a distribution license, and they use it basically for their own purposes now, but we intend on monetizing that. Also, Oasis does have a large home delivery business, which we look to expand upon. In addition to that, we're looking to expand through acquisition in Nevada, and we're circling around several possible acquisitions in the Nevada market.
Jeff, I want to change gears here just for a second. August 31st, you came out with a quarterly report of $1.1 million. I don't know if that was your second or third third quarter report. But can you bring myself and listeners up to speed of how you see revenues and maybe when your next quarter report is going to come out?
Yeah, we're a fiscal year end, a holding company, a May 31st year end. We see revenues will continue to go up, again, with the build-out of the grow, with acquisitions. We see revenues increasing greatly throughout 2019 in Nevada. And as far as the company, with what we have in place in Massachusetts, the acquisition In Good Health, which is the second largest medical marijuana, and expects their recreational licensing to take place certainly within the first quarter of next year, with that acquisition scheduled to take place next October, with the build-out of Canisys, the grow. I'm actually talking to you from Massachusetts today, where we're looking at possibly two additional dispensaries. We see a breakout year being of, you know, in 2020, that being a breakout year for the company, where revenues should exceed market value.
You know, your industry is very regulated. That being said, regulatory update, what does that mean?
Regulatory update. Well, you know, that's always a moving target, but we're hopeful with what we see in the horizon. Basically, the Democrats taking control of the House with this farm bill that recently passed, that's a good indication, and we're hopeful that the president will sign that shortly. We're seeing, with the number of states coming online with regard to both medical and recreational marijuana, we see a change in the landscape, and we think it's for the better of the industry as a whole.
My guest today is Jeff Binder. Jeff, let me ask you this before I let you go. What would you like my listeners to take away from your interview?
I would like them to take away from the interview that cannabis is here to stay. We think that it provides populace a good alternative to opioids and to pain relief. We lose sight of that many times when we talk about the industry. You know, we talk about public consumption. We see it as one of the fastest, if not the fastest growing industries in the United States. And we think that those people that study the industry, study the companies, will see that we're a good opportunity for them to invest.
Very well said. If you want to learn more about their company, you can go to their website, www.clsholdingsinc.com. Their market cap's around $72 million. Their stock price is only around 67 cents. For me, and this is my personal opinion, I think it's very undervalued compared to where they're at, the license they have, the subsidiaries that they have, and where they're going. Jeff, I want to thank you for stopping by for the show today. Hopefully, you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
It's always a pleasure. And again, thank you for having me as a guest. I appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.